would be?
I don't know.
All right, it's just for pronunciation. It begins with a B.
Baptist?
Sure. All right. What about a man who became a member of a church? You'd say he did what?
Well, you'd say joined, but we don't say that.
What'd you say?
Added to.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, that's just a Church of Christ.
The Church of Christ is not a denomination either.
Oh, I see. What, how do you refer to yourself?
As a New Testament church.
I see. Okay. And in church, one prays to?
God.
Right. And you might say the minister delivered a fine
message, sermon.
All right. And the choir and the choir provided good
music.
All right. What would you say? How would you refer to the being that's the enemy and the opposite of God?
Devil.
All right. Any other words? Thanks for him.
Satan.
Okay. Maybe you've heard parents try to get their children to behave by telling them, if you don't straighten up, the old.
The old devil's going to get you.
You ever heard of Boogeyman?
Mm-hmm. Boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
Yeah, Boogeyman. Yeah.
Is he the devil or something?
I don't know. Pretty real, though, I guess.
Okay.
The Boogeyman.
All right. And these things that some people claim they see, maybe around graveyards, you know.
Ghosts.
Sure. And if they get in a house, they say the house is
haunted.
What about this expression? Say if a man has a good bit of property, maybe several thousand acres, you might say, oh, so-and-so, he sure owns a... What? Just referring to the great amount. He sure owns a land.
No, I'd say a lot.
Anything besides that?
Mm.
Okay, what I'm curious about is the expression, right smart.
Yeah,
so
right smart.
Right smart land.
Mm-hmm.
You would hear
that's
that
right.
in this
mm-hmm.
area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you have a right smart of anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Like money?
Mm-hmm.
Right smart of money. What about pain?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Could you give an example of how you might use that? The patient is...
has arthritis and he's in a right smart of pain.
Right smart of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you use that expression yourself?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have, I guess, but...
All right, if somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you might say, well, he just...
Hates to go. Excuse me, please.
That's all right. Just fill in the blank here. He blank dreaded the place.
Plain.
Okay, or any word that would begin with an R, he...
Really.
Really dreaded. All right, if you go outside in the morning, you might say, it isn't just a little cold out here, it's...
awful cold.
Okay. Or in other words, it would begin with an R.
Really?
Okay. Let me see. Talking about exclamations, I'm curious about about the strongest thing you would say would be. When we were talking about woodpecker, you said damn woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about the strongest word you would use? Okay. What about if something surprised you? You got excited over something, like somebody told you that you had parked your car down at the wharf and your emergency brakes had broken and your car went off in the water. What might you say when you hear about that?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. All right. And if somebody said something about you that you don't appreciate and you hear about it, you might say, why the very...
idea.
Mm-hmm. Do you use that expression,
mm-hmm.
the very idea?
Mm-hmm.
All right, say if you're walking around town and you're walking and you meet somebody that you know, how would you greet him? You know, in a way.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Okay, would you ever maybe ask about his health?
Mm-hmm. How are you today?
Would you ever say anything like that to somebody you don't know just to be saying something?
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. All right, if you've had visitors and they're about to leave and you've enjoyed their visit, you might say, well, I hope you'll come back.
Soon.
Or...
sometime.
What about
next year?
Okay, your word that begins with A is what I'm after. Come back, blank.